So every decent story has a beginning, middle, and end. As for this young whippersnapper, he was 2 years behind the trends. He stood around 5'8". Skinny, pale, bad teeth, 'twas all his fate. One trend that he found out too late was this euphoric desire to masturbate. He went by the name Richard and struggled along in school, probably because he thought that he was just too cool. He'd constantly have these urges that his friends had in the past. He'd want to tug on his penis and really make it last. He'd select a chosen subject, usually history or geography. He'd sneak out of the classroom, get his hands on some pornography. He'd miss the entire lesson, just tugging on his todger. You'd think he'd name it Roger, but actually it was called Colin. It's a dark, dark time in a young man's world when he skips his lessons and his penis he twirled. His grades shoot down and his future starts to fade. He plainly has no worries. He thinks he has it made. Lesson number one. Get off your cock. Get back in class and study for your mock. Eventually, young Richard quietened and calmed down, minimizing his wanks with a slight frown. Now he barely does it, maybe like 4 a day. Enough to keep him occupied. He's always liked it that way. Luckily, he then found a strong foundation. A newfound fondness that filled him with elation. As for you see, his school was all boys, all fights, testosterone, spots and noise. So when he first experienced this incredible new sight, feelings overran him he couldn't control with all his might. At the gates outside the school stood some sort of young boy with breasts, a vagina, one day to be a sex toy. It stood there with its long flowing hair, all of this being too much for young Richard to bear. He walked on over to flick his fringe to the side. She was not so impressed and found a place to hide. As the days went on, this girl showed up every night, waiting for a bus or maybe some guy that's just right. Thankfully, young Richard had prepared. He bought a very expensive necklace. Now let's see how his luck fared. He presented this girl with this overpriced gift. The girl took the present, and her legs she did shift. Not in the way I'm sure you all are thinking. I can see you looking at each other, sitting and winking. No, no, young Richie, as I like to call him, Little Rich, barely looked away for 10. The girl was never seen again. Lesson number two, don't buy gifts for random girls. They don't like gifts from weirdos, even if they do enjoy the pearls. Maybe try and talk to them, become friends prior. or just get a prostitute, a floozy lady for hire.